This land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ruby and Olive with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Teachers Union and Education Department have confirmed that Queensland State Schools teachers will not strike for at least the next 4 weeks, ensuring a disruption-free end to Term 3. This decision comes after productive bargaining talks with Education Department and Queensland, with both parties agreeing to pause industrial action as negotiations continue in good faith. While classes will go ahead as normal, union members are encouraged to show solidarity by wearing maroon and attending regional rallies. Further action will be considered after October 7th.
In additional local news, the body of a deceased man had been found by police nearly 24 hours after his car left the road in a fatal crash. Police were called to investigate the seemingly abandoned four-wheel drive on the Werribee Highway in Western Brisbane this past Sunday. Police have released a statement hypothesizing that the driver, a 67-year-old man from Regency Downs, crossed the Toyota Land Cruiser around 8:30 p.m. Sunday night at Glencore Grove in the Lockyer Valley. The man is believed to have initially survived the crash, with his body being found a short distance from the wreckage, but appears to have succumbed to his injuries a short time later. With four people having been killed in fatal car crashes this past weekend alone, the RACQ is forecasting 2025 to be the deadliest year on Queensland roads in over 15 years. In national news, Victoria will now see 200 additional schools serving free, healthy, full-day worth of meals thanks to the further expansion of the Allan Labor Government School and Breakfast Club program in Food Bank Australia. The program works across more than 1,200 participating schools, with 60 million free breakfasts served so far. 211 secondary and primary schools have joined the program during the 2024 and 2025 academic school year due to the expansion.
It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20 throughout the day.
The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high end. Supporting the agricultural industry of the state.
We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more.
In addition to feeding students, cooking classes across 166 Victorian government schools are being opened to families with a focus on the preparation of affordable and healthy home-cooked meals. The program was significantly expanded by a $21.1 million boost by the Labor government in the Victorian budget 2024-25, from its original $141.2 million invested in 2016. The program is open to all government schools and expected to feed over 600,000 students by June 2026. 20 volunteers have spent the weekend replanting, reinvigorating, and restoring the endangered native banksia trees on Mount Burrawa in Victoria in the wake of the Black Summer bushfires. The critically endangered banksia canary was wiped out in the bushfire 5 years ago, but scientists have recently discovered a, quote, genetic perfect match near Mount Beauty that is propagated for the Burrawa region. The environmental volunteers from Wildlife Rescue had hiked for an hour to reach the top of the mountain and were successful in planting more than 800 of the saplings and seeds in the hope that they will take root.
In international news, last night Yemen's Houthi government has confirmed to the public that the Israeli airstrike last Thursday killed its prime minister and members of his cabinet. The strike, launched in the Yemen capital Sana'a, was in response to drone attacks on Israel and marks one of the highest profile assassinations of the conflict so far. Israeli Defense Minister said on Saturday that the strike was a crushing blow against the Houthis, adding that this is only the beginning. Houthi leaders vowed to continue their open war with Israel, declaring attacks would not stop until the war in Gaza ends. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers, most likely during the afternoon and evening. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22 degrees throughout the day. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to the4zz.org.au.
Take in a fraction of special fresh